First, though, Queensland's peak body for youth affairs predicts there'll be more young people behind bars in the Sunshine State within a year due to the cost-cutting measures put in place by the LNP. Youth Affairs Network Queensland believes young people have been the hardest hit by the Newman government's savings drive, and community groups dependent on state funding are too fearful, they say, to speak out. From Brisbane, Cathy Van Extel reports.
Queensland's youth sector is reeling from across-the-board cuts to funding. Even its pig body hasn't been spared. Youth Affairs Network Queensland will be defunded at the end of the year. Director Siavash Duthra says young Queenslanders are losing their voice at a time when they're also bearing the brunt of savage cuts to services.
The picture is really concerning. There are a range of youth support services that have been defunded or have received serious funding reductions, which has put their entire viability at stake. These range from youth health services, youth employment services, youth legal support, education, housing. It seems that young people have been hit the hardest by the cost-cutting measures of the LNP government in Queensland.
What's there then to sort of pick up the slack?
All the other service providers in the broader human service sector also have received cuts. All we know is that many things have been cut back without any evaluation as far as we know, without any strategic planning of how these programs could have contributed towards the new vision of the LNP government.
Siavash Duthra warns of escalating problems ahead with youth crime because of cuts to programs.
The cost-cutting measures that are happening now won't take long. In the next 12 to 24 months, we will see an increase in youth detention, in the adult prison, in crime generally, and in community tensions. And that's what the LNP government has to answer for. We are putting the Queensland community at risk in terms of the community safety, and we are also potentially are going to make the cost to the taxpayer much higher by refusing to look at proactive investment in trying to turn young people's lives around.
One of the programs to be axed is youth justice conferencing, which goes along with other diversionary programs like the Drug Court and Murray Court. Instead, the Newman government's opting for a vote-winning tough love approach to youth justice. On top of plans to name and shame all juvenile offenders, the LNP's just brought in Australia's first law mandating youth boot camps. The two-year, $2 million trial will involve an early intervention camp on the Gold Coast and a sentenced boot camp in Cairns.
These people are desperately calling for support. They're calling for somebody to actually engage with them in a positive way. Putting them in a facility with barbed wires around and getting military-style people yelling and screaming and trying to break them down is not going to help these young people. It will definitely backfire.
The Attorney General argues that policies of the past decade haven't been working, and the proof is an escalating crime rate. But according to the state's first oversight of the youth justice system, recently released by the Commission for Children and Young People, the youth crime rate has been stable for the past 3 years and is on par with other states. Children's Commissioner Elizabeth Fraser doesn't support naming and shaming, but she's not opposed to the boot camp trial, although she acknowledges a body of international research which finds no benefit to boot camps.
I know that the government here, although they've retained the name, has consulted fairly strongly with a lot of academics and service providers to try and make sure that the critical elements of what should be part of that program are included, providing it's introduced in a way that makes sure that the responses provided are appropriate, then I think we should have a look at it and see if we can have a Queensland sort of diversionary option which does assist.
As for cuts to youth services, the Children's Commissioner says she doesn't have a total picture of what's happening on the ground yet. She says while cuts would be a concern, there's a need for programs to be assessed. And she points to the current inquiry into child safety as a positive step. A major issue of concern for Elizabeth Fraser is Queensland's high rate of remand. People under 17 are kept in two mostly full detention centres. More than 80% of them are on remand because a magistrate wasn't satisfied they had a safe place to stay. But there are questions about just how safe they are in custody. The Commission's just released a report on the use of force on children in detention centres. It investigated 6 cases involving broken bones and dislocated joints inflicted by staff, recommending improved training and monitoring. Siavash Duthra says young people are also being abused in adult prisons. Queensland is the only Australian state to treat 17-year-olds as adults in the justice system.
This is the kind of violence that basically we are brewing in youth detention centre, and adult prisons are no different. We still have a large population of young people under 25 which are locked up in adult prisons. We've been visiting these prisons and the stories we're hearing from there are very disturbing, that in terms of the violence inflicted on young people, particularly by corrective services staff. We are very concerned that all of these violence, the way we're treating these young people, this will come back to bite us. This will come back to bite the community.
The Youth Affairs Network and the Queensland Council of Social Services are currently surveying their members to gauge the full impact of the budget cuts. Those efforts are being hampered by fear within the community services sector of losing more funding for speaking out. Groups are on notice about speaking out against government policy, and gag clauses are being written into contracts. Radio National has been told some community groups have received calls from the Premier's office after speaking to the media. The Children's Commissioner says ongoing public advocacy is important.
If there are groups that feel that they've been constrained in that, I understand and hear what they're saying, and I would encourage people to continue to make sure that their organisations, particularly in the non-government arena, maintain, you know, a focus and a community support to build that understanding that there are some young people out there who are disadvantaged, they don't get a good go sometimes, and the sort of support and services that we as a community and citizens need to respond to and advise our government that that's what we think is good. We need to make sure that those messages are coming through.
That's Elizabeth Fraser. She's the Queensland's Children's Commissioner. Ending that report from Cathy Van Exel. It's 17 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.